From 1st to 7th August 2019, it is Breastfeeding Week. In studio to tell us more about it, we have Mignon Hasselman, a dietitian at Red Cross. Welcome to Rx Radio. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And you?
I'm fine, thanks. Please tell us more about yourself.
Well, as you heard, I'm a dietitian here at Red Cross. I've been working here for about 3 years. Before that, I worked in Upington, a small town up in the Northern Cape. But I grew up in Cape Town, so that's why I'm back. My hobbies include baking cakes, I like to crochet, and I also jog. But my real passion is working with children, especially small babies.
What is Breastfeeding Week?
Breastfeeding Week is a worldwide campaign that happens in the 1st of August, as you mentioned. And the aim of it is to promote and protect and support breastfeeding. We do this by educating people on breastfeeding, creating awareness, and then they also put together actions to help people to understand the importance of breastfeeding.
Why is breastfeeding important for a baby?
Well, breast milk contains everything a baby needs to grow and develop perfectly. So if a mom breastfeeds, the baby don't need anything else for the first 6 months of life. Breast milk also protects the baby against infections. And apart from that, it also is beneficial to the mom who is breastfeeding.
Which milk is better for a baby, formula or breast milk?
As you heard just now, breast milk is definitely the best for a baby. Formula is not made specifically for every baby's needs, where a mommy who breastfeeds makes special milk for her baby's needs.
Tell us more about the theme of this year's Breastfeeding Week.
So the theme this year is empower parents, enable breastfeeding. So what this means is that we must all stand together and work together to help parents to breastfeed their baby.
I've heard that mothers can donate milk to other babies that aren't theirs. Please tell us more about that process.
Yes, that is true. Healthy moms can donate breast milk, and then this donated breast milk is tested and it's heated in a special way to make sure that it's safe for the babies who do receive it. This milk is used mostly for small babies whose mommies don't have enough milk at that point to save their lives. And for mommies who want to donate their breast milk to the breast milk bank, they can contact Mowbray Maternity Hospital because there's a breast milk bank there.
In case where a mother in a rural area and doesn't have the facilities to keep breast milk safe, what can she do?
Well, express breast milk, can keep safe in a cool room if it's in a closed container for up to 4 hours. So that's quite a long time, whereas formula is only safe for 2 hours. So a mommy who lives in a rural area must just make sure that she's not leaving it out for more than 4 hours. I just also want to mention, with mommies living in a rural area where they don't have access to electricity and clean, safe water, breastfeeding remains the best choice for them because it's immediately ready to drink, it's the right temperature, and it's safe for the baby.
Please tell me more about the Breastfeeding Week campaign at Red Cross.
So as you heard just now, as I said earlier, that the theme is to empower parents. So at Red Cross, there will be some educational talks on the ward TVs for the parents and staff to look at and listen to. We will also be communicating to everyone how the workplace can support parents to continue breastfeeding. Then we will also have opportunity for staff and parents who's currently in the hospital to pledge on how they will support breastfeeding and what they can contribute to help us to promote breastfeeding. And yes, then we will also be talking to our staff to teach them what they can do to help moms while their children are sick to maintain breastfeeding and expressing of breast milk.
Is there anything else you want to say?
Yes, I would like to add that breast milk saves lives. More than 800,000 babies a year, and lives can be saved by breastfeeding. And therefore, I would like to thank you for this opportunity to speak about breastfeeding, as it's a topic very close to my heart.
Thanks for letting me interview. It was very interesting, Mr. Fallon.